Welcome to today's episode. So we are going to talk about censorship today. And to talk about censorship, we have Zohaib Khan joining us. If you want to know about him, he is a professional actor for more than a decade. He has done various short films, ad films and stuff. You can check out his projects. And he is also a published poet and he's also a songwriter. So we have with us Zohaib Khan. Let him introduce himself.
Hi Naveen, you have done a good job in introducing me to your audience. And first of all, I would really like to thank you for inviting me over. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast, which moves to bettering the society, to bettering the minds of people, and that is very important. We should work on our minds. To tell a bit about myself, I was born in Bombay, then I grew up in Calcutta. I then moved to Bangalore. So I have had a taste of all the three cities were culturally very rich, you know, three cities who have given the likes of Girish Karnad, have given the likes of Satyajit Ray, have given the likes of people like Amol Palekar, for example. I know I thought about Amol Palekar because, again, the simplicity of his movies are unmatchable. You know, we all need different kinds of filmmakers. We all need different kind of artists in the world, right? So I'm really happy that I'm here, and I wish to exchange a few ideas, talk about certain things which are not talked about, and hope this podcast, hope this interview or this talk or this discussion helps people in bring about a change in themselves.
So we will be doing a series of episodes as well. We'll discuss multiple topics. So what is censorship according to you, basically?
I read something on the internet, which is again a place to censor things. Which is by Mark Twain, which is that censorship is telling a man not to have a steak just because a baby can't chew it, right? So just because something doesn't fit my comfort zone, just because something is not what I believe in, I try to put that mentality or try to censor it on others as well. And these days, everything is being censored. What should be censored isn't being censored, and what should not be censored is being censored. For example, when we talk about films, you know, for example, a few years ago, there was a film called Black Friday. By Indra Kashyap. Now that is a film which must be released on a big level, which must be seen by everyone, because it brings out some hard facts, hard truths, which shouldn't be devoid of any person, you know, and something like that is censored. Books are being censored, which brings out the truth, because the people censoring it, they don't want their truth to be shown to the other people, because then they will have to because the public sees what is there on the screen, the public reads what is there in the book, and when you're trying to take that away from them, they just walk around on the streets like uninformed, misinformed people. At the same time, things like nudity, excessive nudity, excessive swearing is not censored. You know, okay, you want to show, be authentic, you want to show a very graphic sex scene, but do you also understand you want to have these people walk around on streets, roam these nudist colonies and things like that. But at the same time, do we understand that there are children who are viewing these? There are children. It's very easy to go on YouTube. It's very easy to go on any sort of platform and just tick mark that section which says I'm 18 years of age without even confirming, without even checking if that person is really 18 years of age or not. So what happens is that, and men and women both are to blame, you know, I'm blaming any particular gender, but in a way, when you are not trying to censor your own body, what happens is that you are objectifying yourself. And then you say that, oh, men are to be blamed, or this gender is to be blamed. Kids who watch these things at the age of 2, 3, without even knowing what it is, their minds get dirty. Their mind get as they grow up, they get that perverted thought in their the way of thinking gets perverted. They look at women only at that manner. In that manner.
So censorship, if I have to explain it professionally, is basically suppressing something, right? In order to maintain the whatever political correctness or the non-offensiveness of the content. It could be a movie and some scenes being suppressed or dialogues being suppressed. It could be a book and a few pages being removed. Or it could be a poetry or any other sort of art medium where things are being suppressed or being removed potentially in order to maintain some sort of equilibrium where that doesn't offend or that doesn't affect anyone. That's the idea behind censorship. But does it work in the same context as we speak now? It's a big question mark. We are not sure about it. So when we are talking about movies and especially things like obscenity, abusive language, or graphic violent. It could be violent. It could be nudity, or it could be like a sexually intimidating scene or whatever. But these sort of things are basically not even the primary objective of censoring.
Right. People think it is.
Yeah.
People think.
Censoring.
And one more point which I would like to, very important point, because I might miss it later. So what some people are trying to do, some people are trying not to censor these things because it takes the mind away of the normal public from what is really important. So I might think that, oh, this is really, oh, this is shouldn't be censored. Yes, and in a way, the government doesn't try to say that, oh, this is wrong, this shouldn't be censored, because it wants to, the public mind should be diverted from things that are important. And they don't really think about movies like Black Friday or political or oppression or things like that, or books or the films or cinema or poetry or art or dance or rap, you know. Those are being censored, and people are, and so people don't think about that. So if something is not on the table, if food is not on the table, I won't eat that. And if something is there on the table, I see it, it's very delicious, it's very tasty, and I will take that, and I will think that, oh, this is something which shouldn't be censored. Same thing with nudity. People, it attracts people. Titillates the senses and everything, you know, and people think that, oh, it's a very a very premium thing to do, and in this day and age, being bold is also taken in a wrong way, but that talk can be done on another day. So this is one point that I wanted to put forth.
So apart from visually suppressing some images, or through audio suppressing few abusive words or like derogatory words, censorship is much more than that, where you're potentially trying not to offend someone and trying not to create any social communal commotion, But in current terms, there is a lot of question regarding how it works within the government. The censorship on movies, especially like books or other mediums, we can talk later, but especially with
Movies.
reference to movies,
Right.
what happens is, like you said, visual contents are being talked about. This should be there or they shouldn't be there. Some movies have it, some movies don't have it. And the focus is too much on just the scenes and just the abusive words or whatnot.
Right, right,
But the
right.
content being suppressed is not much talked about. Let's say a
Right.
film is trying to address a big scam regarding the government.
Right.
The content itself in the movie is against the government. The government potentially can censor it.
Right.
Basically, oppress the voice of that creator or
Right.
oppress facts through
Right, right, right.
scrutinizing that film.
Right.
But we discuss so much about nudity, profanity,
Right,
obscenity, and
right.
all these things. The suppression of content goes unseen.
Right, and it gets hidden.
Yeah,
People don't really pay importance to that.
exactly. We don't give much importance to it, and we also don't really discuss this whole debate, like where
Right.
we see like half of the people are like nudity or obscenity should be there. That is what makes it
Right.
natural,
Right, right.
artistic, all these
Right,
things.
right,
And
right.
there is another group where they are like, no, it shouldn't be.
Right, right.
And this debate doesn't happen for content suppression.
Right, right, right,
People
right.
don't say that dissent should be there, criticism should be there, and the other side is opposing to it. No, there is no debate because there is no question about it. Nobody questions the government when they suppress content in their favor. It
Right.
could be like any party, the parties
Right.
which are leaning right, the parties which are leaning left. When they are in power, they behave like right. That's how it works, right?
Right, right,
Hmm.
right.
Yeah,
Everyone,
so
every
yeah,
party
every
behaves
party
like
behaves like that,
yeah.
and they try to save faces. Like they want to make sure that their image is not affected by any
Tarnished.
of
Yeah.
these criticisms.
Right.
So they shy away from criticism or they suppress the criticism. So we have a lot of films that are politically critical, or even the film called The Accidental Prime Minister.
I think that Manmohan on Manmohan Singh,
The Accidental Prime
yeah.
Minister, right?
Anupam Kher. I see
Ima
that.
imagine, see, I don't, I'm not going to get into the content of the film. I have a lot of issues with it, but let it be. As a film, it is a film. Imagine if Congress was in power, would that movie ever see the light of day?
No,
Would it have come out?
I don't think so.
Or even if it has come out, would it have come in the same shape
No,
and
no, no, no,
the
no.
same, like what to say,
It
the same shape and
right,
content? No,
right.
right?
It is to do with presenting your version of the truth.
Exactly.
You know?
So you have something favorable to
Right,
you don't censor it at all, even if it is not factual, even if it is unfaithful to the documents, even if it is going to create commotion in society. So similarly, there is this film called Kashmir Files, right? So we were talking like off the record also, we were discussing about the film. So Kashmir Files as a film, if it was advertised or popularized as a fictional content, like adapted fictionalized real life events or something, maybe we could have let it slip. They advertised it like this is the documentation of truth.
How can you just as will see journalists have their see we have okay right wing left wing free thinker and all that you know all that all the terms we label ourselves as you know religion caste creed atheist you know but how can you be morally corrupt at the end of the day how, because even एक होता है ना कॉन्शियंस यू नो जमीर यू नो हाउ कैन यू बी मॉरली करप्ट हाउ कैन यू ट्विस्ट द फैक्ट्स यू नो हाउ कैन यू प्रेजेंट समथिंग विच इज टोटली विल टोटली मिस इंटरप्रेट द वन कम्युनिटी वन पर्टिकुलर सेक्ट ऑफ पीपल सेक्ट ऑफ पीपल विच इज ऑलरेडी नॉट इन numbers which is already trying to find a voice which is already trying to find their way in the society because Because as a filmmaker, as a poet, as a writer, my motto, my motive is not just to present things in an aesthetic manner, but my motive should be to present the truth, be a voice of the oppressed, and to help those not help those people to find a voice, like I said, of their own. And we have a huge responsibility. We have a responsibility even bigger than a journalist. We have a responsibility even bigger than someone who writes for a newspaper or someone like a journalist. Because a filmmaker, opinions and views are watched even by the people who don't watch news.
Yeah.
Right? There's some people who don't watch news, but they will watch films.
Yeah,
and they will form their opinions based on the on that piece of art. So it's not only about aesthetics, it's also about presenting the truth as it is.
So the point I was trying to make is, if censoring facts, like fact checking, correcting the artwork or the creator morally and politically is the essence and is the idea of censorship, how can someone who is like you said, who is morally sane, allow something like Kashmir Files to exist?
Right.
So if censorship is working efficiently, would we have Kashmir Files running with state level tax exemptions?
Right,
no.
Exactly. See, what I believe, I mean, if you have some point to say, please do that. But I want to say that it's time that we boycott. We take radical steps. As a unit, as a people, there are people who are at the comfort of their homes with their families. No, step out. If you can't create something, I'm not asking anyone to take arms, I'm not asking anyone to be violent, but raise a voice, be it in any form, be it in form of a protest, be it in form of a poem, be it in form of making a short film, being it in form of even posting something online. And always remember that we do not, some people do not have access to social media. So we all do, we all, if something goes wrong, we post that, you know. But the only thing is that after a few days, it gets forgotten, you know. But it should happen in at a much larger level. When, for example, if you take a film like Kashmir Files, when it comes, boycott it. Don't go to watch it, you know. And be it people of any segment of the society.
Yeah. I have a like interesting question to ask. So when we decide to boycott a bad film per se or a morally corrupt film like Kashmir Files, aren't we also doing the same thing that the people on the other end of the spectrum are doing to Padmavat or any other films they don't see fit?
See, what I believe that one thing, ek toh main apne aapko ek sawal poochta hoon, theek hai? Morals is the base of human, I believe, psychology, human behavior. Right, yeah? And then there's a truth. You know? If now people can say that, okay, Kashmir Files, maybe there were more Kashmir Pandits who lost their lives. We don't know. I'm just saying, going by certain segment of people, they are saying that, okay, maybe Kashmiri Pandits lost their lives more, maybe Muslims lost their lives more. But at the end of the day, there are lives being lost. Manto, he said something. And there's his famous quote of his which says that, I don't know the exact line, but he says that, ना हिंदू मारे गए ना मुसलमान मारे गए अंत में इंसान मारे गए यू नो इवन इफ कश्मीर पंडित्स आर इवन इफ फाइव कश्मीरी पंडित्स हैव लॉस्ट देयर लाइफ दे हैव लॉस्ट देयर लाइफ वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी कांट take support or be in support of people who have lost their life, more people who have lost their lives. At the end of the day, there's a human losing their
life. His or her life, yeah.
His or her life, you know. And what my responsibility as a filmmaker is, or as a poet is, yes, to write poems about it. Yes, to write poems, give a voice to the oppressed. But there are movies where, for example, if I go deep into the Muslim fraternity, if we can talk about it, there are Muslims who themselves play the role of terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want my own community?
Mm.
Why do I want to be seen as a terrorist? Why can't I make positive films where I talk about a freedom fighter?
Mm.
There are movies made about Bhagat Singh. There are movies made about Gandhiji. Mm. But why cannot I, as a Muslim, play a role of Maulana Abdul Kalam Azad?
Yeah, why not?
Why do I have to play the role of Osama bin Laden?
Mm. Yeah, see, at the end of the day, that also boils down to the accepted and prevailing stereotypes.
Right.
And the point of what sells and what doesn't sell. Right,
right, exactly.
So the people are more, pleased, or if pleased might be a like bigger word to use, are more drawn towards the kind of film where a Muslim is being portrayed as a terrorist. Yeah, this idea of Muslims being terrorist or Muslim being the antagonist being so much celebrated and so much appreciated in the film, I think it comes from the deeply planted idea of enmity and hatred towards our neighboring country, Pakistan. So we see it as a like Islamic nation, and we also perceive them as our enemies, and belittling them, insulting them, or defeating them. All these are some sort of heroic things that we do.
Marunga, ye karunga, wo karunga, all that so, aggressiveness, all that hate, all that anger, all that
exactly
poison.
So all these terrorist and border security force, army narratives so conveniently antagonize these people, and also it works really well with the Indian population.
Right.
For a really bad reason, for all the wrong reasons,
right.
It works really well.
Right. And also a lot to do has the 9/11 that happened.
Yeah.
The whole world changed, the whole face of a Muslim image, or the whole face of Islam changed after that. So that also has to be taken in account.
It is also a similar phenomenon, I would say. See, even America wanted some reason and some sort of bad image about the Middle East for their benefit. Let's say oil reserves or any other sort of trade that they want to dominate on. They had to create this common enemy or this common fear about Middle East to do what they wanted to do, right?
And censorship is not per se only movies, it's books, it's also the scene, the stand-up comedy scene, which is booming, the slam poetry scene that is moving.
Yeah.
We have arenas, we have platforms that only focus on being a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe censorship is all about offending.
Mm.
You know, offend. Mm. Offend people. It doesn't matter if you're hurting. At some point of time, you have to really take care, because some people might be sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about being a safe space, also the truth being out is also very important, right? So people have to come out with political poems. People have to come out with poems that dare to speak the truth. People have to come out with they say the pen is mightier than a sword, and people really have to use their pens now. You know, people really have to not worry about what will be said to them, not what if even I know, as I don't have fear now. If I have to go to jail for something, I will go for jail. But I worry for my country. I worry for my community. I worry for the things that are happening, the disharmony or the communal violence that is happening in the country. I worry for the people. I worry for the future of the country. Because if I don't speak up now, when do I speak up?
Yeah.
Because slowly it is moving towards destruction. Shiv Kumar Batalvi said that life is a slow suicide. So slowly we are getting to killing ourselves. This era is of being oppressed. Yes, people, communities, and if you talk about Muslims or any Kashmiri pundits, they have been oppressed since time began, you know, since whenever these communities started existing. People or some community have been oppressed. So oppression is the common thing, but it is the change that one has to bring about. And the change, where does that change start? The change doesn't start by holding discussions like these. The change also doesn't start by going on news channels and going on panels, but the change really starts from within. You know, if I am ready to sacrifice myself for my country, for my community, if I don't fear anything, no matter what, and if I know that I'm a God-fearing person, and if I know that God is with me, nothing can destroy me. So that change has to come from within, and these places have to start moving away from being safe spaces, you know what I mean? To include political commentary, to include social commentary, to include things which are disgusting, but things which are the truth.
So what I would say is, when I define censorship, I said we should make sure we don't offend or hurt anyone, and we don't really create a communal commotion, right? So I want to emphasize, so the offense or the derogatory terms should not be addressed towards minorities. That is the idea of censorship.
No, even it shouldn't be addressed towards the majority. We sometimes feel that, okay, minorities sometimes have this feeling of, I'm so sorry, but to gain sympathy. But no, there are majority people in, like, there are Hindus who are, who want to voice their opinion, who should be given a chance to voice their opinion too. So it's not only that one certain section, even if it is a larger section, shouldn't be given a chance. Even there are morally correct people in that group as well. So
When I'm saying like offend, like not necessarily like hurt them or like potentially like demoralize them or anything. But when you make a comment about caste system, how can you not complain about the hierarchy in Hinduism?
Right.
People get offended from a point of view that their sacred identity has been hurt, or their religious rituals has been complained on. The criticism is too much for them.
Right.
But where do you draw the line? If you cannot criticize things that are sacred to them, what about the people who are affected by the sacred or their belief?
Right.
So my point would be, censorship should make sure that we don't offend the minorities, the oppressed, and the downtrodden. And on the same time, if it is morally going to contribute towards a better society, towards a better idea, criticizing and complaining about existing majoritarian thoughts should exist. It should be encouraged.
It should.
So how can you not offend anybody?
Someone has to be offended.
When we are going to talk about right and wrong.
Right.
How can you say everyone is right? Say everyone is wrong?
When
you are going to draw a line between good and bad, you have to point out bad. What I would say is, censoring things that need to be censored and letting things come out as they should be, will be a like good place to start. So nowadays there is this like notion where people themselves become censorships.
Right.
Even after a movie is censored.
भगवान वही बन जाते हैं, है ना? मुझे अरे यार ये तो ऐसे होना चाहिए, तो वैसे होना चाहिए, तो वैसे. पहले चीजों को समझो, get to the bottom of it. People who criticize the Bhagavad Gita, people who criticize the Quran or any other people who criticize the Bible or not even a religious text, people who criticize a philosophy.
Yeah.
First, read the whole thing. Read the whole goddamn book.
Then you defend it or get offended
by
it.
Right, yeah. People, and these media, there is a quote out of the whole interview, which might seem problematic.
Yeah.
But as a whole, if you take it, it is not problematic.
Yeah.
It comes out, oh, people think that, okay, fine. Oh, really, this section is like this, this section is like that. The people base their opinions, judge their opinions based on that.
Yeah.
Read the whole thing. Read the whole of the Bhagavad Gita. Read the whole Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And then form your opinions.
Yeah.
People don't, first of all, don't have the audacity or the thinking to go through a religious text, you know, because it is not for everyone.
People
a cup
who
of
are getting
everyone.
Offended, right? Oh, these people criticized our religion.
Right.
These people criticized our tradition and these things.
Right.
They themselves don't know their history or tradition properly.
Right.
That is
exactly,
the irony
exactly,
in that.
Exactly.
A person who is complaining or who is criticizing it has to get to the bottom of it, understand it, and then he finds out something wrong with it.
Right.
He tries to point it out, okay? But the people who are blindly defending it have no background knowledge about it.
Right.
And they rant and own it like anything.
Right. There is a famous quote that we all grew up with. Practice what you preach. You know, so know your own self first and then based like pass on judgments on the others.
Yeah. So on this note, what do you think will be a good future or good beginning from now on? So for freedom of expression, so what do you suggest we do or what can be done? How do we take it forward positively?
First, start by understanding the constitution first. Start by understanding the constitution.
Exactly.
You don't have to read the whole thing. Preamble itself is enough. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult to understand the technical terms, technical knowledge, technical things that are there in the constitution. This country is for everyone, irrespective of creed, caste, religion. Of the people, by the people, for the people. Everyone has an equal say, irrespective of gender or any community. Freedom of expression. What is democracy? Sadly, due to censorship, our country is moving away from being a democratic country to becoming an autocratic country or any sort of country where values or opinions are being judged, values and opinions are being suppressed. The rich people like us, privileged people, hold discussions like these. Right? And
very ironically,
yes, we do that. Right? We do that. We are sitting in the comfort of our homes, we are having our mics, we are having our audio equipments and everything. And the way forward is to educate people. Forget about giving a religion to a person that comes later on, whether you want to believe or not believe. Give everyone a pen in their hands. Give everyone a brush in their hands. Give everyone a musical instrument in their hands. Give everyone a mic in their hands. The privileged people are, just like I said, within the comfort of their homes, are very happy on their social media, commenting on the issues. They are writing their privileged poems and making their privileged movies. You know, I don't want to name the movies, we all know which they are.
Yeah.
You know, but I believe if you haven't seen deprivation, you haven't seen poverty, then you haven't seen life.
Yeah.
You know, because you are devoid of from one section of society. You have to be empathetic. Sympathy, no one, even a poor person doesn't want sympathy, but always have empathy. So education is really important, knowing things, getting a girl child educated. A woman doesn't know her rights. You know, a girl child is taught to obey certain people in the society, to get married at an early age, to do this, to do that. But sadly, what some men like us do, sadly, they take advantage of that. And somehow these voices gets lost. Somehow these voices who want to make a difference are being suppressed. So education is really important. And boycotting is very important. Boycotting the things, movies like Kashmir Files, propaganda movies, propaganda art, propaganda poems, propaganda articles, propaganda journals. Stop watching their shows. Stop watching their TV channels. Don't give them the TRP. What they don't know.
Only when they know that it doesn't work out, or when people are not receiving it, they'll try to change it. As long as we consume it,
they're happy. See, at the end of the day, the base, they really don't want to do anything other than earn money.
Exactly.
Money is the base, the root cause of all evil. They're getting that TRP, they're getting their money from the tickets, they're getting their... When we go to these open mics and when we go to these places, open mics are a good thing. There are liberal people, there are tolerant people. I don't want to use the word liberal because again, some people might not like it, but tolerance. There is tolerance in open mics. There are people who come for a cause, but sadly, many of them haven't faced a lot in their lives. Just becoming sad because your cat has died doesn't mean that you have depression. So
even the depression is a very privileged thing.
And people are self-diagnosing themselves. You know, people are not going to the doctors, not going to treat themselves well, are diagnosing themselves. Oh, mere ko to ye hai, mere ko to wo hai. You know, and again, make things like therapy, make things like education, if possible, free. And free, aisa nahi ki you are not giving time to that people. Even if there's a free school, it should have all the amenities that that a privileged kid can afford. You know, you shouldn't judge the ability of a fish to climb a tree. You know, you say equality, equality, but I'm a fish, how can I climb a tree?
When you talk about quality and all, it's like a whole another debate. Let's keep it for some other episode. But yeah, like you mentioned, right? Even I wanted to like mention at the end, you already brought it up. So let's build on that. When we talk about news media and journalism these days, being the fourth pillar of democracy, I think that is the weakest pillar of democracy as we speak. So I don't know if censor... is even a need for the today's news that we see. It's already a propaganda. Like while writing itself, it becomes propaganda. So how does it get suppressed, or how does it get propagated? Doesn't even matter when the very intention behind the news reporting is to support the government. I don't know when did this became a habit. News media was supposed to
bring out the truth, not support anyone, be unbiased.
Keep government as well as people in the check, right? They were supposed to report when people were doing something bad. And they were supposed to report when government was doing something bad. Since when this form of appreciation and all positive reporting became a thing, I don't understand. And they also kind of justify it by saying, how can you say these things in an international forum? How can you say this in front of all the international media? So what do? You keep hiding. And how different are you from Korea if you are going to
See,
do
one
that?
day, slowly, if we don't take up some radical steps against the powerful, I mean, they are powerful, they can use force on you, but you have to fight back. Bolte na, eat say it, like you have to fight. I know that an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. I don't mean to, if they do anything, we should also take up weapons, but there are ways. There should be discussions made like these. There should be some people who should be daring enough to come on a bigger platform, and some journalists, some politicians who should come out and give up. I should maybe there's a challenge that we should give to those people to face a few journalists that
Exactly.
they cannot.
Why the politicians and the ruling government is not being questioned is a mystery to me.
Right. They
Because
are being questioned, but the voice again, the questionable voices are sort of, अरे तुम्हारा ये नैरेटिव है, अपना नैरेटिव के बुक्स निकालते हैं ये लोग, वो सब निकालते हैं, वो सब अलग अलग दे, ओ दिस इज अ फॉल्स नैरेटिव, दिस इज हाउ नैरेटिव वर्क्स. अरे यू आर, हाउ मेनी पीपल डाइड बिकॉज ऑफ डीमोनेटाइजेशन, बिकॉज ऑफ डीमोनेटाइजेशन.
Yeah, see,
यू
exactly. So this
नो,
is a
पीपल
great
डाइड, देर आर
example.
पीपल डाइंग, एंड देन देर आर पीपल हु आर supporting that, saying that this is a sacrifice for the nation.
So yes, calling it a
Wow,
sacrifice and
wow,
not complaining about the government.
wow,
So
wow.
that is where I'm talking. Like, where
So
did this
their
positive
motive is
attitude come?
what? Their motive is something else. Their motive is to form a country which is based under their community, which is wrong. India, the best part about India is that we are a secular country.
So you can't abolish poverty, abolish poor people.
Right, right,
Simple as that.
right,
And people start defending it in the name of patriotism,
right,
which is
right,
so
right,
like displeasing and disheartening.
right.
As long as we question, we get a better governance, we get better policies.
Right,
So when we stop questioning,
right,
where do we even go from there when
right,
we start appreciating everything?
right, right. There is with patriotism, there is a quote on by Allama Iqbal. So it says that दिल में खुदा का लाजिम होना है इकबाल, दिल में खुदा का लाजिम होना है इकबाल, सजदों में पड़े रहने से जन्नत नहीं मिलती. Which means you have to pierce your country in your heart. You have to pierce your God in your heart. Just by mere action, just by standing up for the national anthem, doesn't mean you're a patriotic person. You have to believe, you have to. People have shed their lives. Bhagat Singh, he died for the country. Gandhiji, he was shot. You know, these people have laid down their life. What are you doing? Just because someone is not standing up in the hall, you are. How good are you, man? How, I mean, are you even, do you even know how to treat? I mean, half of these people who are policing other people, whether they should stand up, whether they should do this, that, are not perfect themselves. They are
True.
not even good to women
Yeah.
in their, you know, their own homes. They have these sort of this
Patriarchal mindset.
patriotical mi that mindset, and they have this sort of this dominating mindset, dominating a female mindset. You know, that is why there are sections in the society, females are getting angry. That is why they believe all men are the same. That is why the section of feminazi is rising up. You know, because they also are not to be blamed, because there are such men. You know what they can do? They also have to form a force of their own, right? You know, so it's really sad where this country is going. It's really sad where humanity and mankind is going. And censorship plays a very important part in making a social change, bringing a social change. And we should take things serious. It's a matter of time before we get destroyed, before we destroy our own selves. We are thinking we are living in that fancy world, that bubble, that nothing is going to happen. But one day that bubble will get pricked, and when it get pricked, you know, सब सब बस अपने बात में आते नहीं है ना, तब लोगों को कुछ लगता नहीं है. When your own family will suffer, no, then you will get to know.
True. Okay, let's end it on that note. Let's talk more and let's oppose more,
Right,
criticize more,
right, right, right.
and
Have to have, you know, it is very important to have knowledge. You know, put me in a room full of books.
Yeah.
In a and I'll be in a cottage.
Mm.
I'm ready to live my life that way. But I don't want to be a king who doesn't want to read.
Exactly.
You know, knowledge is very, the, if you put like the
people who are in power now are the second category.
Right, right. They're the kings who don't read.
Yeah.
They go by WhatsApp forwards. Exactly. They go by WhatsApp university forwards. You know?
They create their own literature, right, and right. They create their own history.
They create, they don't, that is not literature, man. How can you call that literature?
For them it is.
How can you call that literature?
For them it is.
You know, we have
their own history, their own literature, their own art.
Really, we should train our children not to spend our time behind TikTok forwards and TikTok people shaking their booties.
Mm.
But we have to really make them understand what is critical thinking.
Yeah.
To challenge something.
And also,
to think critically.
And also, by like educating and by giving them knowledge, we should make sure that they can differentiate between the good and bad.
Right.
So if they can be easily deceived by anyone, there is no point for that education in the first place.
Instead of teaching children what to think, we should teach children how to think.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, make their own judgments. I'm not telling you, okay, fine, do this, do that. But
have
a mind which helps them think. Let them have a mind. Like, give them the freedom. Give them a freedom to whether pick up a pen or pick up a cricket bat. Give them the freedom to pick up any sort of profession they want, as long as it is not breaking the law, as long as not you're not morally corrupt. And as parenting, again, it's very important. Education and parenting, half of our parents are to be blamed in this.
So let's appreciate critical
thinking,
movies, critical thinking, critical poetry and critical books. Let's make them and let's appreciate whoever does them. Let's endorse them.
Right. And I'm hopeful. And I'm hopeful all of the people who are living, be it of any political party, BJP or Congress or AAP, we all should come together and form a voice, a united voice. And I know it. Some people who are cynical, I know this podcast is called a cynical podcast. Some people might say, okay, this is not an idealistic world, but hey, sapne dekhne mein kya rehta hai, you know? Who you should dare to dream. And the more positive approach, the more you think about a thing that, okay, this should happen, you know, your some forces are there, the universe conspires you to bring that change, help you and bring that change.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome.
We'll meet again soon for a different episode.
Sure. Thank you so much for inviting. It was a pleasure to be a part of your podcast, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Sure. Thank you so much.